Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmedu ve nusalli ala Resulihil Kerim. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kul in kuntum tuhibbunallaha fattabi'uni yuhibbukumullahu ve yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. Kul ati'ullaha ve'r rasul fe in tawallaw fa innallaha la yuhibbul kafirin. An Abi Hurayra radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi ve sellem: من صلى علي عند قبري سمعت ومن صلى علي نائيا وفي أمر الدنيا وآخرته وكنت له شهيدا أو شفيعا يوم القيامة. وفي رواية: من أكل طيبا وعمل في سنة ومن الناس بوائقه دخل الجنة، كما قال الصلاة والسلام. وفي رواية ثانية عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا بني إن قدرت أن تصبح وتمسي وليس في قلبك غش لأحد فافعل. ثم قال: يا بني وذلك من سنتي، ومن أحب سنتي فقد أحبني، ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. And there's a reality here, mashallah, for the students. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إن الله عز وجل أوحى إلي: من سلك مسلكا في طلب العلم سهلت له طريق الجنة. Mukarrama, muhtaram, respected ulama and brothers. First of all, I must introduce myself. Unfortunately, I had a brain hemorrhage many years ago, so I couldn't study Arabic, so I'm not a alim also, remember. But fortunately, I studied Urdu when I was young. So I read kitabs in Urdu, so inshallah, I read some articles, very, very important, very beneficial for all of us. In Urdu, and I translate in rough English. My English also very poor. Anyhow, I hope you understand. The verse of the Holy Quran, rough translation, is: the whole world, they all claim we love Allah Ta'ala. Muslims, even non-Muslims, all did. So Allah Ta'ala revealed to our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that tell them, if they really love me, then فَتَّبِعُونِي, they must obey your teaching, means practice your sunnah. If they practice your sunnah, there is true love for me, and Allah Ta'ala says, in return, I will love them also. Now imagine if we practice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah, we become like our beloved. This is a greater virtue than that. So it's very important, you must try and do everything according to sunnah. Now I read an article by Hazrat Muzid al-Sisani, rahmatullahi alayhi, Ahmad Sunnahindi. He said there are seven stages of sunnah. I didn't understand some of them, but our belief must be according to sunnah, that alhamdulillah you are studying that. Those who haven't studied, go through best is ever. It's translated in English by this madrasa. In your home with your family, this Islamic Aqaid beliefs. If I believe it's not correct, what you call never going to Jannah. Yeah? It's compulsory. Look, on the day of resurrection, an Ibn Mas'udin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala la tazul qadma Ibn Adam yawm al-qiyamah hatta yusara an khamsin. An umrihi fima afnahu, wa an shababihi fima ablahu, wa an malihi min ayn iktasaba, fima anfaqa, wa maza amila fima alima. Kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of the resurrection, this first question, if you haven't got answer, 50,000 years, la tazulu qadama, you will have to stand under the hot burning sun. Sun brought down 1 mile distance from earth boiling like copper. So this first question is a very big exam you must prepare from now on. What you call, go through this hadith daily and see what you call, you are practicing on. First, where you spent your lifetime, your young days. Second, where you earned your earning, halal or haram. Where you spent your earning, buying halal or haram. If by anything that's haram, 50,000 years you'll understand this. And I think in between, I'm just reminds me, in the weddings and that wasting money, and that other complaints come, they will have to stand the 50,000 years. In the Mubazirina, Kanu, Khwana, Shayatin, or Kanu, Shaitan, the Rabbi, Kafur, must tell the ladies, those waste money, in weddings, unless they're buying their Shaitan's brothers. And then, come with the 50,000 years you'll understand. Then the last one is, how much you practice on your knowledge. Now knowledge is compulsory for us. Talabul ilmi faridan ala kulli muslimin wa muslima. Now alhamdulillah, those who are studying, they are fortunate. But those who can't go to Darul Uloom or can't read some ulama, very easy method is compulsory. Every home with the family based, they were one masala, go through it, repeat it 5 times. From the Islamic Aqaid, etc. All mashallah is in Islamic encyclopedia. As I say, also when he was young, he studied Basidiyar. I think many other ulama. So one mashallah only, one asana, let's say, take only one mashallah, not more. Repeat it 7 times, we know what you read. Next day one. Till I did in a week 7, Niyatını yani seti all become alim sitting at home. Now if you don't study, Allah Ta'ala will scold us. Why did you study? You have to stand there 50,000 years. And then we study and we don't practice, that is worse. Worst punishment will be given to ulama who don't practice. It's very important. So these are the first questions. Now before I carry on, look, the most important thing is safety of iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam predicted this akhir zamana before coming Dajjal. There are few ahadith has a Shaykh called in his kitab Al-Ihtilal. One is that يَسْلِحُ رَجُلْ مُؤْمِنْ وَيُمْسِي كَافِرٌ يَبِيرُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَدٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا قَالَ يُوسُفُ. A person who is Muslim in the morning, evening he will turn to Islam, from Islam become kafir and says he is her religion for little benefit of the world. The reason actually is love of the world. This Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, نِسَاءُ حَبَائِذِ الشَّيْطَانِ وَحُبُّ الدُّنْيَا رَأْسُ كُلِّ خَيْرٍ. Love of the world is the root of all evil. Love of the world, two main branches, love of fame and love of wealth. Wealth is not bad, but love of wealth is bad. You've got one Buzhuk said, I just had a, you've got millions in your pocket, but not one rain in the heart, then it's all right, never mind. Yes? But if you've got one real in the heart, you'll drown. Yes? So love of the world is the root of all evil. And then it comes to my mind again. And my bayan has got no tarkidi. Whatever comes to my mind, I will tell you. And that I give me also thought. Imam Uzair Rahmatullah said in his kitab Arba'in, he wrote a kitab Arba'in 40. MashaAllah, in Urdu translation I read. He said that At-Taharat Nisfun Iman, purity is half Iman. So he said beautified heart with wonderful qualities, sabar, shukar, yakin, tawakkul, humbility. All this are what we call half, is like half Iman. And to purify the heart from bad qualities, pride, jealousy, hatred, show off, all these bad habits, there is half Iman. See? So to get perfect Iman, we have to purify ourselves. There are few usul, according to the very short and sweet usul is, Ittiba'i Sunnat is the first condition. Nabi Sallallahu said, Sittatun la'antuhum wa la'anahum Allah. Kullu nabiyin, we have six people, I am cursing them, Allah Ta'ala also cursing them. Yeah? And the Nabi's curse is whatever accepted, that means destruction, whatever. And one of the six persons at Tariqul is Sunnati, those who don't practice my Sunnat. Yeah? And there are certain Sunnats compulsory, like our belief must be according to Ahl Sunnat Jamaat. Then our Salat also, our dressing also, eating, everything according to Sunnat. Nabi Sallallahu taught us how to go to everything he taught according to. Try and do everything according to Sunnat. But there are some compulsory, some wajib, some Sunnat Jamaqada. These three types of Sunnat we must practice, otherwise Nabi Sallallahu cursing us. No, I think I must mention this. Today many of our Muslims, mashallah, they are what you call cutting the beard short. That is totally haram against Sunnah. And shaving is altogether haram. See? And then many in the masjid, they come, they roll the pants up above the ankle, when they go out, they roll the pants down again. See? So there's a rewrite, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in Abu Dawud Sharif, that one sahabi, if he made his salat, his lungi wati was under the ankle, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told, repeat your namaz, who's in there? So the other sahabi sitting with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes, otherwise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person's top or izar or anything is under the ankle, that doesn't accept his namaz also. So if salat, the greatest ibadah is not accepted, the other deeds also be rejected. And there's a hadith sharif, in Muslim sharif, the mafum is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, three types of people on the day of resurrection, Allah Ta'ala won't look at them mercifully, will give them a very torturous punishment, don't purify them also. One is those who wear the pants and anything under the ankles. So we encourage our what you call friends, relatives, in a nice manner, explain them, and it's a sign of pride also. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you've got an atom worth of pride in your heart, you won't go in Jannah. Taza Shaykh writes this pride is the root of kufr also. Look, Iblis, why became kafir? Abba astagbara wa kan minal kafirin. First came ujab, self-praise, then came pride. Then against adamism, hasad, jealousy, and all these bad habits. Yes? So pride is the root of kufr also. If a person got atom worth of pride in his heart, as the Shaykh writes, the danger that he'll be deprived, Allah said, how much danger, I don't know if there is a Muslim one. Yes? Now, the easy method of purifying ourselves, all this, I'm coming to that also, according to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullahi, Lord Durashay daily and the zikr regularly. Yes? And then at least sleeping time must think of death. For that virtue of charity is very good, second part. And then, don't you remind, Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadvi Rahmatullahi, all heard of, very great alim. He said, a very shakhsiyat, some great alim, Buzhuk said, Hazaro log Hazrat Shaykh ki kitab se avdiya Allah ban gaye. thousands of people reading Hare Krishna for the Raman, watch of charity for Hare Durud, became awliyaullah, not pious, became awliyaullah. So this kitab in the homes, in your spare time, try go through it. It serves the purpose of Sohbat the Shaykh, which I'm coming to also. And then of course, if you are bad towards any Shaykh, then when you read this kitab, you must make tasawur that you are getting your Shaykh's face through the kitab. If those are not bad towards any Shaykh, no problem, they'll get direct from the Shaykh. And this kitab is so much barakat. Maulana Bazan Rahmatullahi, Madina is a very big Buddha. Once he said that Shaykh's kitab is so maqbool, nur from the earth is showering on Shaykh's kitab. So try and, in your spare time, try and go through this kitab. It serves the purpose of Sohbat the Shaykh. Now the Hadith Sharif I recited, one is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you must eat halal tayyib and do everything according to Sunnah, don't harm anybody. You'll go in Jannah. So if a person eats what you call haram, one mouthful goes in the stomach of haram. We all know 40 days do not accept, namaz not accept, it will create bad habits in the heart. And if the children are born from that, eating the evil children. So you must see that the earning is halal. Second thing, according to do everything according to Sunnah. Very important. Sunnahs are so valuable. I think you all heard, but let me repeat. There was one Buzhurg in India, he decided one day to perform two rakas with utmost concentration and sincerity. So he closed his eyes and made two rakas, performed two rakas. After the two rakas, Allah Ta'ala showed him in the kush, with the eyes of the heart. This two rakas salat was transformed into a very pretty lady, no pretty lady on earth lady. But he was very happy. When he looked at her face, I think she was blind or cockeyed, I forgot, or cockeyed. So he got very worried. He said, you see, Allah, can you accept my namaz? They went by Maulana Gangai Rahmatullahi. So as that this happened, and very ancient Allah Ta'ala didn't accept my namaz. So Maulana Gangai Rahmatullahi was a very big wizard. Maulana said that it seemed that you performed your two rakas with closed eyes. That's why she was cockeyed of blind. And that is against Sunnah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he performed his namaz, he never closed his eyes, kept the lowered his gaze on the place of Siddha. So the little against Sunnah is not haram also, it doesn't break the namaz, but the result was this. The sunnahs are very valuable. You can say that comparing to high sunnahs, these are small sunnahs, but the sunnah is still not small. Johnny reminds me again in between my bayans were not that. Not this Hajj, I think last Hajj. One plane was coming from Canada. So there was one Haji from Bangladesh, dressed up, amama, tobi, top, lunga, lungi, all this according to sunnah. So the captain of the plane says, we can't take you for Hajj, you must change your dressing. Western. He said, no, that's my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's dressing, I can't change it. He said, well, you can't change it. He said, well, if you can't take me, I'm not going to change my dressing. So they left him alone on the airport. The poor fellow, he was sitting there, now the pilot is trying to start the plane. Nearly 1 hour is starting, nothing doing. They call the engineers and whatnot. They say, nothing wrong with the plane. Then Allah Ta'ala put, you see, barakat of sunnah, Allah Ta'ala put in that person's heart, so must be to that person. So they went there, please forgive, and very respectfully offered him coal and I don't know what not. They brought him very respectfully and put him in the plane. As soon as he sat in the plane started. You see, if we practice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah, Allah Ta'ala loves us, he put our love, what we call respect and love and fear in the people's hearts also. Now we practice Western way of life, the result is Allah Ta'ala put rest on us. They are oppressing us, also evil. So very important, we must try and do everything of sunnah. One of the hadiths I read, some people, they must understand sunnah, they think eating sweet is sunnah, that's all. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Anas radiallahu anhu, that Anas, if possible, keep your heart clean from hating anyone, that's also my sunnah. And if you love my sunnah, you'll be in my neighborhood in Jannah. Now the commentator in Mazhar Haq Urdu commentary, he writes, he was a very great Muhaddith Shah Ishaq Rahmatullahi. He said that, Bhayo, he said, brothers, imagine, if just to love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sunnah, you'll be in his neighborhood, now you can practice also then. But sometimes you want to practice, but the nafs, you know, is very evil. But even to love the sunnah, you'll be Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's neighbor in Jannah. And he said, Bhayo, imagine nothing greater than that. Allah Ta'ala give us all, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. Three times he mentioned it. And Shah Ishaq Rahmatullahi, he was a commentator of Exil al-Mazhar Haq. He was a very great Buzhurg Alim also. In India, the British, I don't know what the whole thing was, they decided that all the ulama, will give them wages free, they can teach. But you must send the people. So the one of them came to Acharya Sagrama Clare. He said, if you send this people, you'll get every month wages free. You can teach also free, you don't know what it is. So Shastav said, I have signed the paper. What is the date written there? It was an English date. So I said, Shastav said, Rahmatullahi, he said, I can't sign the paper, see? You must put Islamic date, otherwise I'm not going to sign the paper. So that person said, then they won't give you what you call any wages or anything. This Shastav said, well, Allah is my sustainer, not the British government. You can go, I'm not going to sign it. We must depend everything on Allah Ta'ala. He is our sustainer. Now, Juni has one rivayat here, very important. And Nabi Sa'id from Fazaya Sadaqadi. And Nabi Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khaslatani la tastami'ani fi mu'min al-bukhul wa su'ul khulq. Huzur Akbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka irshad hai, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka irshad hai, ke do khaslatin aise hai ke mu'min mein jama' nahi ho sakti. Ek to bukhul, dusri bad khulqi. Nabi Sa'id said, It can't go together in a mu'min's heart with iman, these two habits. Bakhili is stinginess and bad akhlaq. Now, Mawlana Ganga Ramadhyay said the worst of bad akhlaq, character akhlaq, is ujab, self-praise, and pride. And then the others, jealousy, hasad, and all that. It's what you call that. So ujab, just like Iblis got destroyed. He was performing ibadah for 80,000 years. And he's a very big alim, studied all the heavenly books, Torah, Zabur, Injil, Quran, Sharif, even forced ulama through the ilm. But what you call, he had no taqwa, no piety. Through pride he was destroyed and cursed and chased out of Jannah. So he first came in his ujab. He thought, I'm so pious and so great alim, just ujab. So we mustn't think I'm somebody. We must think Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala Rahmat Fazal, He gave us Hidayat, we are Muslims. Allah Ta'ala Rahmat Fazal, He gave us Hidayat, we are making namaz. Give us Tawfiq of Islam. You mustn't think I am somebody. And just through this, this ujab. I think you all read Hazrat Shaykh Kizar Abiti, Abu Abdullah Andalusi Rahmatullahi, very big ayah, Hazrat Quran, Hazrat Hadith, 15,000, I think, muridins, big muridins. And just because he thought we are somebody, and took the Christian as this lowly cheap land. We're not allowed to take them cheap land lowly. And we must hate them because of their kufr, but we're not allowed to look upon them their cheap land lowly. Because many guys died also. Telling how he took them lowly and thought, we are somebody. And I think you all know he became Christian. So go through Abhiti. So this ujab is what actually ruined Iblis. And then came pride and then Allah was takbar, Allah came in al-Kafi. So Mawlana Tahmatli said, that Iblis had three aims. He was an alim. And arif, and his tawheed and that is very perfect. He's to go in Jannah, talk to Allah Ta'ala in Arabi. And what you call? And he was alim, abid also. He worshipped Allah Ta'ala so many. But he wasn't ashik. He didn't have love for Allah Ta'ala. So he went on to say, to get ashik, you shall ask Allah Ta'ala love and that. If you get in our heart, inshallah, we'll be safe from that blunder, what he made. And I don't know if I'm wrong, well, no, please don't, it's not collective. Iblis is the first Salafi. Mona Sayyid. So the first Salafi. He was the first, he said, I understand, Maji. Then he said, no, I'm made of fire and made of, how can I say? So there's the first Salafi. And Lata says, I don't know, maybe some got ideas of Salafi. Lata says, how can you become Salafi? A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, short distinct. Don't need a bayan debate with them. Ya Yuhadabin Amanu, Atiyu Allah, wa Atiyu Rasulah, wa Ulil Amri Minkum. Allah Ta'ala says, oh believers, obey Allah Ta'ala. That means by means of the Quran Sharif. Wa'uti ul Rasulah means Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to his Hadith Sharif Sunnah. Wa ulil amri minkum. And the third one is ulil amri also. Allah Ta'ala is telling us, obey Allah Ta'ala is Rasul ulil amri also. The Salafis, they say, you must obey Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, nobody else. So that means they're not obeying the Quran also. Ulil amri Abdullah ibn Abbas, they say, ulil amri are the fuqaha and the rulers. Now there are many fuqaha, but these four fuqaha, they are famous. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, Imam Malik rahmatullahi. They are famous all over the world. So let us say, they think the Quran Sharif must obey them. Now the Salafis say, no, you mustn't follow the fuqaha, they're not following the Quran also. I hope you understand it.
Yes.
Because if they follow the Quran, they should follow the Holy Number also. Anyhow. So Jani Manachana said, Iblis, he didn't have Ashik Ain, the last Ain was missing. And how to achieve that Ashik, then we'll be safe from all this. Inshallah, spiritually, go up right up to the Ahsan. Ahsan is Ta'abudullah, Ka'annaka Tarahu, Fa'illam Ta'kun Tarahu, Fa'innahu Yarab. Ahsan is worship Allah Ta'ala as we see. If he is not, Allah Ta'ala is watching it every minute. Only our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Allah Ta'ala just on the night of Miraj, with the heart also, with the eyes also. Otherwise, nobody, no angel, nobody saw him. Nobody can see Allah in the world, but it's by sunnah and zikr and abstain from sins. Mawlana Gangaram, they say three things must have said, or we will lose everything. Haram food going in the stomach, even doubtful food. And then a bad company, which is westernized, this evil company. And third, this person keeps on committing sins. Sometimes you commit sins, we are not angels. But make sincere so by self, Allah to forgive. But if a person keeps on committing sins and doesn't care, then his minor sins will become major, major to kufr also, to reverse everything. See? It's very important. Mainly, I think came in mind, Mawlana Tahir Rahmatullah said, ye do guna aise hai, ki hum shail aur shakar mila ke peete. These two sins we are, what you call, committing, like mixing sugar with milk and drinking, so sweet tasting. One is na mahram ko dekhna, look at na mahram, ladies, on the screen also, the TV, and the TV, the just in, what you call, auntie, many people divorces also through the TV. And another thing is, the ulama, they gave Islamic TV, they call it. There is no such Islamic TV, it's all shaitanic philosophy. I'll tell you why. On the Islamic TV, the Mawlana is giving bayan. You like your wife, must look at the Mawlana.
Yes.
This is Mawlana. It's haram to look at a non-mahram man. And look, the one lady, just lately I was giving this bayan. One lady said that, one person said, one lady, she was watching this Islamic film, so called, and she tells Mufti Abdul Qadir, Mazazullah, says that this Mawlana is so handsomer than my husband. Can I become his wife in Jannat? Now that's when she wants to become his wife in Jannat, so that means already in this world she got love for her husband and the Mawlana. Destruction, must explain to Sulama. Anyhow, so this, look at Na Mahram, and he was gossiping. And Mr. Rasam said, Al-Ghiba Ashaddu Minas Zina. Gossiping is worse than adultery also. In English, I don't know, it makes the heart dirty, filthy, and stinking, destroys the heart. So must be very careful. Hasan Basir Rahmatullah in our city is a very big buzzard. He was once in the masjid, two people are gossiping, being given. So he told him, don't gossip, it's haram in that. So then they stopped. Then the person who they were gossiping about, he came to the masjid. So he sat also, Hasan Basri Ahmad sat with them. After the end, they were talking anything, no gossiping in there, just sitting. Hasan Basri Ahmad said, I went home, and in the night, one black, what you call, horrible looking person gave me a pork meat, what you call, stinking, rotten, pig meat, and to eat. I said, I can't, and pushed it down my throat by force. After I woke up 1 month, I could smell the, what you call, the smell of it. So I was thinking, why Hasan Basri didn't gossip there, why is it? So it came in mind, I don't know if I'm missed wrong, because why is he sat with them? Because they got that bad habit, gossiping in their heart, evil habit, if you sit with them, you get evil effect, contagious disease spiritually. So I think that may be the reason. So gossiping is very easy. Now look, just before I carry on, have you worked here? As I said, this commentary, Mumin can have bakhili and bad akhlaq in his heart with iman. Yani koi shakh mumin ho kar bakhil bhi ho aur bad khud bhi, ye mumin ki shan hargiz nahi. It doesn't befit a Muslim mumin to have bad habits and stinginess in his heart. Aise shakh ko apne iman ki fikr karni chahiye. Such a person must worry very much to transfer his iman. Khuda na khasta aisa na ho ki isi se heart dho bethe. Allah tasiwa, which can destroy your iman also. کہ جیسا ہر خوبی دوسرے خوبی کو کھینچتی ایسے ہر عیب دوسرے عیب کو کھینچتا ہے. One goodness pulls another, same way one evil pulls another. دوسری حدیث میں حضرت لکھتے ہیں کہ इन दोनों चीजों का इस्तेमाल गोया जिद्दीन का इस्तेमाल है, जैसे कि आग और पानी का जमा, कि जो सी चीज गालिब होगी वो दूसरे को फना कर दी. फायर एंड वाटर कैन गो टुगेदर. इफ फायर इज स्ट्रॉन्गर इट विल इवेपोरेट द वाटर. वेपर इज वाटर इज स्ट्रॉन्गर इट विल पुट आउट द फायर. मीन्स सी द व्हाट यू कॉल दिस बैड हैबिट्स, द इवल इज मोर स्ट्रॉन्ग इन द हार्ट, इट विल पुट आउट द नूर ऑफ द मन. जी मन इज वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग, मे बी विल गेट सेव. एक हदीस में है, कोई वली ऐसा नहीं जो हुआ जिसमें अल्लाह जल्दा शाह ने दो आदतें पैदा न कर दी, एक सखावत दूसरे खुल्क. एवरी औजी अल्लाह तक दस इस क्वालिटी हमबलती सबर शुक्र दखला एंड सखावत. जी औजी कंसर्निंग दिस, इट वॉज अ वेरी नाइस आर्टिकल आई फोटो कॉपी फ्रॉम अल्लाह वसी अल्लाह रहमत मान साहब वेरी अर्जी खलीफ. रीड आउट दिस अभी टाइम है. हदीस शरीफ में है कि अख्तियारुकुम अतवलुकुम अमारन व अहसनुकुम अखलाकन. तुमने के बेहतरीन वो लोग हैं जिनकी उम्र ज्यादा है और वो लोग हैं जो अखलाक के एतबार से उमदा है. अमंग यू द बेस्ट आर दोस, अल्लाह ताला ब्लेस देम लॉन्ग लाइफ एंड देयर अखलाक मॉरल्स आर व्हाट यू कॉल परफेक्ट. दैट मींस नो नो प्राइड, नो जलसी, हेटर ऑल देयर हाजिक क्लीन हार्ट कुलद सलीम. इस हदीस में हुस्न खुल की तारीफ और उसकी तरगीब है. अल्लाह ने नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एनकरेज अस दैट वी मस्ट अचीव गुड अखलाक मॉरल्स. चुनाचे उलमा ने लिखा है, अखलाक हमीदा के तासीर का तरीका कसरत जिक्र और मुर्शिद कामिल की सोबत. जिक्र रेगुलरली इफ यू बेटर सेन शेख मस्ट कंप्लीट द मामूलत एंड इफ पॉसिबल सच इन द शेख्स कंपनी एटलीस्ट डेली रेगुलर. बट इफ यू आर फार अवे then the further amal further such kind that will serve the purpose of service day. But if you are better than any share, again I repeat, when you read this kitab you must see you are getting your share space to the kitab. And those are not bad, which I think I must encourage you, it's advisable to take bad, get linked with our level. Which person says, zikr or murshid kamil ki sohbat. Phir akhlaq teen kisam ke, there are three type of akhlaq, morals, insani, malaki, rahmani. उनमें से कोई अव्वल दर्जे तक भी नहीं पहुंच सकता यहां तक कि खुल के हैवानी और शैतान से बिल्कुल निकल जाए. और हुस्न का थ्री टाइप अखलाक, ह्यूमन अखलाक, एंजेलिक अखलाक एंड रहमानी. जी फर्स्ट एंड वन है फर्स्ट स्टेज इंसान ह्यूमन अखलाक ऑल्सो अनलेस इज प्योरिफाइड फ्रॉम शैतानी एंड व्हाट यू कॉल हैवानी अखलाक. हैवानी अखलाक इज दिस व्हाट यू कॉल ड्रिंकिंग, मर्डरिंग, फायर, ऑल दिस. एंड शैतानी अखलाक प्राइड, जेलसी, हेटेड, ऑल दिस. So once a person is purified from them, then only he reaches the first stage, that insan, then you can say he's a human being. Otherwise he's not a human being. Shahadul Islam Muhaddis Dehlavi Rahmatullahi in the masjid Dehlavi, he wants to go put his amama on the head, on his eyes. So one student asked him, he says, why do you do this? So he took his amama and put it on his head. The student fell down screaming, fainted. People ran, they threw water and he came to his senses. And he said, what happens? See, when Shahadul put his amama on my head, I see in the masjid there are very few human beings. Some is a dog, some is a pig, some is a monkey. Yeah? The reason is we got bad akhlaq, and Allah Ta'ala changes what you call masakh, the ruh into that animal. Yeah? It's very important, must try and improve akhlaq. And the method is sahabat al-shayyan, zikr al-hamdulillah, you are fortunate here. You get Mawlana Abdul Hamid sahab, Mufti sahab, the khulafa, whoever your heart, what you call munasibat, links towards, you get take bad and do purify yourself. Mawlana Ilyas Uta Mawlana Qari Tayyib Sir Rahmatullahi was sitting Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullahi Khidmat. And he asked us for work. So what is the purpose of the tabligh work? Hazrat Shaykh is the greatest work, does he? So Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullahi said that the purpose of this work, many Muslims are away from the deen. No namaz, no nothing, no, many don't know the kalimas. Once they go in the Jamaat, their life changes. Alhamdulillah, thousands change their lives. Then they start wearing sunnat, beard, namaz, ladies parda also. Now it's compulsory to go to Darul Ulum or get linked with the ulama and learn necessary knowledge. And the easy method is this vestigial in the homji. And then it is compulsory to get linked with the mashayikh, take bath and purify yourself. And the work also carries on. But all three is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's work, eh? Dawat, tabligh and purify. So you must encourage the tablighs also. And then, furthermore, right here. So once a person is purified from Hewani and Shaitani akhlaq, then he will reach the first stage. Yes? And Husna Khul ke bahut hua hai. Sabse bada fayda ye hai ki Allah Ta'ala ko uske sahib se mohabbat ho jati hai, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam se mohabbat ho jati hai. The biggest, greatest benefit Allah Ta'ala, he will have full love for Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also loves that person. Yes? نیز حسن خلق زیادت عمر کا سبب بنتا ہے اور اس کی وجہ سے اللہ تعالیٰ کے عرش کا سایہ نصیب ہوگا. انسان صائم النہار قائم اللیل کے درجے تک پہنچ جاتا ہے, دوسرے اس پر حرام ہو جاتی ہے. اینڈ اے پرسن ریچز ویری ہائی اسٹیج ان جنت جی, اینڈ وٹ یو کال ہی ریچز دا اسٹیج آف دوز ہو فاسٹ ڈیلی اینڈ وٹ یو کال کیپ اویک ہول نائٹ جی. ذکر پلیز اے ویری امپورٹنٹ پارٹ. مولانا گنگر رحمۃ اللہ از کتب العالم, کتب آف دا ہول ورلڈ, ویری گریٹ آل فور مذہب ماشاء اللہ. انور شاہ صاحب رحمۃ اللہ ویری گریٹ عالم, یو نو ٹک بیس مولانا گنگر رحمۃ. ہی وینٹ ونس ٹو گنگر گنگر رحمۃ اللہ, آسک می وائی یو کیم, کیا کیوں آنا ہوا؟ ہی سیڈ آئی جسٹ کیم ون ریزن, پلیز میک دعا فور می, آئی کین پرفارم مائی نماز کریکٹ جی. تو فار مور ڈیٹیل گو ٹو فضائل عامہ وطف نماز جی. ویری فرسٹ کوشچن نماز کی آمد دے تو مولانا گنگر رحمۃ اللہ ٹو میک ون اینڈ کوارٹر لاکھ ذکر ایوری ڈے جی. دین وین از ٹو ٹیک بیت, مرید بناتے ہیں جی بیت, از ٹو ریڈ آؤٹ دس حدیث شریف ان بخاری شریف فائیو نبی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ قال قال رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان الدین یسر ولن یشاد الدین احد الا غلب فسدد وقارب وابشر ویستعین بالغد والروح وشیء من الدنیا. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے دا خلاصہ آف دا حدیث از دا دین از ناٹ ڈیفیکلٹ, ایزی جی. مسواتی ٹھیک اللہ تعالیٰ ہیلپ لٹ آفٹر فیزیکل آفٹر سر ان لیٹ ان دا نائٹ. تو مولانا گنگا رام نے اس کو ریڈ دا حدیث مین ٹیکنگ ویل اس ریڈ آؤٹ دس حدیث ٹو دا مریدین ٹیل دیم لک 15 ایئرس مجاہد وٹ آئی اچیو ناؤ کم ٹو نو از ویری ایزی جی. ڈونٹ ہیو ٹو میک لاز مجاہد بی ریگولر ذکر آفٹر فیجر آفٹر اثر and late in the night little bit if you can. But some ulama say late in the night everybody can't, then say between Maghrib Isha. If you hold on to this little, you reach the highest stage very easily. Then the commentator, Maulana Shabbir Rahman Usman Rahmatullah says, no bhai, is jumla ko pakar lo sab awdiyalda ban jayen. So if you just hold on to this, you'll all become awdiyalda. So very easy, zikr after fijr and asadi. Then there's a hadith sharing in Fazail al-Zikr also. Allah Ta'ala addressing Bani Adam says, that او چلو عدم السلام اسکونی صاحب بعض الاثر و بعض الفجر اکفی کافی ما بینهما دیٹ او بنی آدم میک مائی لٹل ذکر آفٹر فجر آفٹر اثر اینڈ آفٹر فجر اکفی کا مولانا تھے نکلس اکفی کا مینس آئی بلیس یو آل سارٹ آف پرفیکشن اینڈ سکسیز بوتھ ان دس ورلڈ آفٹر آئی واز آر یو ڈوئنگ اینی تھنگ سکسیز ان یور دینی میٹرز یور نماز پرفیکٹ یور ہارٹ کلین پرفیکٹ جی ایز اے ورلڈ میٹرز سکسیز آفٹر ڈیتھ آل دا وے اینڈ دین وٹ یو کال دا ویری ہائی اسٹیج ان جنت. One lady, one sahabi, he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, also I quoted this, that Yasir would be the greatest among all the pious people on the day of resurrection. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that those who make Lord Zikr. So he couldn't believe it. He said, Yasir, even greater than Mujahid. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mujahid goes to jihad sincerely, fights bravely, his sword breaks to pieces, the whole body from head to toe wounded. That means Khala say you get shaheed also. But yet the one who makes Lord Zikr will be greater than that Mujahid also on the day of Qiyamah. Mullah Zikrullah Akbar Ji. One Buzhuk said, Namaz, Waza, fasting, Salah, Sawm, all obedience to parents, very important. All this take you in Jannah, but the Zikr will take you to the Creator of Jannah. So trying to be regular Ji. Now this article is here, but it's in much time. When Mr. Lassam said, وما يدل به الا الفاسقين الذين حضرت شيخ كوتي دي سايت هي ان شورت بيقول ديزن مت وما يدل به الا الفاسقين الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما امر الله به ان يرسل ويفسدون في الارض اولئك هم الخاسرون. الله تعالى gives many people hidayah to the Quran and many examples of the Quran, like a misleads. Yes? So whom Allah Ta'ala misleads? Those who break the covenant of Tawheed. Ji, and cut off word from Allah Ta'ala's commandment must join like duties towards parents and relatives. Ji, cut off from them. Don't want to see our relatives. Most we are hating them, disobeying parents. Ji, and then and the third thing is fasad, miscorruption, jealousy, hatred, and all this bad. If a person does this, Allah Ta'ala curse him, deprive him of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, and he won't get hidayah or go astray. Now look at this akhlaq, hasad, and this. Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayh, he was a very big Buzhin of Silsila. One of his murid and student also very pious. At the time of death, Fuzail made him recite the kalima. He didn't want to recite. He did something very bad. Surah Yasin also he didn't want. After death saw him in the dream, the angels dragging him to Jahannam. Then he asked, what happened? You were so fire, so brilliant in my, amongst you. He said, three reasons Allah Ta'ala took my iman away at the time of death. One is I used to carry tales, you know, like gossiping and carrying namima. And second, I had hasad against my fellow student, jealousy. Why is more clever? And third one, I used to drink once in a year brandy. Doctor said, wine, that if you don't drink, you will never get cured. So that Shifa fil Haram, I used to drink once in a year. So there's three reasons Allah Ta'ala took my iman away. So the jealousy, carrying tail, gossip is very bad. Yeah? And still one more minute, very important. Love of the world is the root of all evil. The whole story I'm not going through. There was a person in India, very wealthy. You see, wealth is not bad. Love of wealth is bad. And through, inshallah, if you have zikr and itibai sunnah and that will continue our share, you won't get love of wealth. Yeah? It will, in case there, it will be purified. So it can be regular. So this person, he had love of wealth and fame. He had a garden, friends coming, visiting, and this and that, serving them, you know. So now, let us say, I'm going to test you also. Alif Lam Mim, Asiban Nasan, Yuturakon, Yakul, Aman, Wahum Lifestone, I will test you also. So the jinnah started throwing stones in it. Then the friends started leaving, not coming again. Then he tried Quran Shari Ayat, Tawiz, everything, nothing happened. Quite a test from Allah Ta'ala. So he went to one Hindu fellow. The Hindu fellow gave him Tawiz. No, he was a mushrik. So he put the Tawiz in his garden. From that day, jinnah stopped coming. Again, the friends started coming and enjoying, you know, having parties and whatever. After a certain time, again the jinnah started throwing stones in there. So he went again to the Hindu fellow. The Hindu fellow told him that, look, solve your problem. Allow me to build my temple in your corner of your garden. Now, how you can do this? You should love the world, destroy the human. So he built his temple in the corner of the garden. Now, Hazim Dar Rahmatullah said, at the time of death, the person was dying. Hakim Sahib was checking his nerves, and Allah Ta'ala sometimes shows in the world also what's going on. So people standing there, they see, he's screaming, Hakim Sahib, Hakim Sahib, Mujhe Bachao, please save me, save me. There's a red hot iron cage in which we lock the monkeys. Red hot burning iron cage, and they're putting him in that iron cage. And so he's screaming, screaming, and he went to. So let us save us from this love of the world. Yeah? And the cure for that is Fazail al-Sadaqah, second part, regular. And Maulana Chanak Lai says, you have to share also, think of death daily, frequently. Yeah? And the general cure is Lord Durud Sharif and Zikr regular. And the Sohbat Asher. Yeah? So there's few things I'm saying, it's all your barakat I'm saying. Yeah? Make dua Allah Ta'ala, give me tawfiq also to practice. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azhi al-Azhi al-Bahar. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأولاده وأزواجه وذريته وأهل بيته وأصحابه وأنصاره وأشياعه ومحبه وأمته وعلينا معهم أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين لا إله إلا وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد على كل شيء قدير يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اكشف لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا باسمائنا وابصارنا وقواتنا ما احييتنا واجعله الوارث منا سألنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا اكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا غايه رهبتنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم اغننا بالعلم وزنا بالحلم واكرمنا بالتقوى وجمنا بالعافيه اللهم اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك عليه